That's perfect, sweetheart. Just make sure not to crowd the pan as you're browning the meat. That's a good girl. Exactly like that. You're a natural in the kitchen, baby. I'm serious. You have really good instincts, a strong sense of your own flavor palette, and understanding of the ways in which certain spice combinations personify each specific dish. I've loved cooking ever since I was old enough to be trusted with the oven and stovetop. Something about it was so freeing to me as a child. I used to pretend I was Julia Child when I was doing the dishes. I'd pretend to host my own cooking show and make up dishes as I scrubbed, longing to take all I'd learned watching her from the time I was a baby and put it to good use. Oh, I do mean from the time I was a baby. A literal infant sitting in front of the television, and I would cry and scream my little head off if my parents would change the channel. Something about cooking, about Julia, just... it calmed me. Shoot. Will you grab the bay leaves for me, sweetheart? Should be in the spice cabinet just to the right of the fridge. And so, when I could finally convince my mother to let me take a stab at something other than helping her bake, I was beyond ecstatic. Thank you, baby. And I did adore it, by the way. Baking with her, I mean. I loved when she would pull over my special little stool and would help me climb up so I could help drag the butter knife across the measuring cup for the flour. She would make me laugh and tell me about her times in the kitchen with her own mother. I loved feeling like I was being passed down something. But I also wanted desperately to find my own way. My mom learned to bake beautifully from my grandmother, but she hated cooking. And let me tell you, when someone hates cooking, it all too often comes across in the food. Why season things with love and care when you can just throw them in a pot and hope for the best? I mean, who needs salt? Who needs taste, let alone actual flavor, when you can just have 15 bean soup? And catch yourself wondering, why 15 beans? Who decided that, and can I please be left alone in a room with them for 5 minutes to convey my long-standing disdain? Pegged me with that one, honey. I would say it's a fair assessment, though. Morgan did seem to inherit my flair for the dramatic. I prefer to call it passion, but let's be honest. Who doesn't love a good rant? It's good for the soul. Lets you take what's bothering you. Even if it's something as insignificant as 15 bean soup. And allows you to inject much-needed humor. Anyway, I had to teach myself everything I know about cooking, and I found a passion for it along the way. I just think we can learn a lot about one another, truly appreciate each other, when we explore culture through food. It gives us a way in, a starting point. And then you just may find out firsthand how alike we all are at the end of the day. And also how gorgeous our differences are when we embrace them. Food has taught me a lot. Plus, it's just fucking delicious. Oh, well, you're sweet to say so. But I don't think I've had to teach you much at all. You've taken to it like a duck to water, really. Makes me wonder what else you're secretly adept at. It also reminds me that if we don't put this in the oven, it will never be done, and we therefore will not get to eat it before it gets entirely too late. Now we have a good 90 minutes to kill before that will be ready for us to caramelize the onions and mushrooms at the tail end of things. It really is just that easy. Sometimes the things that taste the best have the most straightforward presentation. It just ends up being about putting in the time and care at each stage. So in the end, you're left with a simplified version of what amounts to a pot roast that will absolutely melt in your mouth. You know, I'm really glad we finally got to do this. To have time together without worrying about being interrupted. Almost like an actual date. Excuse you very much, but this is a top-tier date. I put on my best apron for you. No, the special outfit I have planned for you is not ideal for cooking. Or anything outside of a very specific purpose, really. But that is neither here nor there, because we have gotten dinner thrown together and into the oven. And now we can move on to the next part. Now, sweet girl. It's going to be a bit difficult for me to move on to prepping these apples for our pie if you're between me and the counter. What exactly do you think? Oh, now that is not what I thought. Baby girl, what did I just say? Well, of course I love your lips on my neck. You know how it makes me go all weak at the knees. But we said we were going to have a proper date. Which means we can't just jump each other like we did at the hotel. As much fun as that was, I want us to have time to sit together and talk. Maybe watch a movie after dinner. And then we can devour each other for dessert, of course. In addition to the actual dessert I'm attempting to make presently. Don't you give me those puppy dog eyes, unless you're willing to accept the resulting punishment.
Without whining and begging me to show you and that fantastic ass a modicum of mercy.
You're right. I do enjoy it more when you squirm and look up at me with those gorgeous eyes. The way you give yourself over to me just about sends me over the edge. And I... Oh, you sneaky little thing. You just about had me there. I was seconds away from bending you over and seeing just how red those little cheeks of yours could get. But we made plans for tonight, and we're going to stick to them. Even if it means I have to be the one in charge of keeping us on track. You did not just wiggle that ass at me. You know what? I think I've been entirely too gentle with you. And perhaps it's time we change that. Seeing as how you are being an absolute brat, maybe you could use a bit of discipline. Oh, now you're worried about the apples. You didn't seem bothered by them when you were kissing and biting my neck, begging me to touch you when we both know how wet you are. How much pushing that little bit at my limits gets you off. I want you to get comfortable here on the bed, and I'll be right back. Well, I did say that I had an outfit plan specifically, did I not? Oh, yes. I mean that outfit. But with a few amendments. Because my girl deserves everything her little heart desires. Which includes all of those tallies you've been racking up. Or did you think Mommy forgot? There it is. That's the look of realization that I mean what I say. So when I tell you not to keep teasing me when we go to the movies and promise to punish you, I don't forget. Just because I'm patient does not mean you've been absolved, little girl. I'll let you think about that here while I go get ready. Hand me that pillow, princess. Mommy has a job for you, and I'd hate for you to bruise. Well, at least no bruising just yet. On your knees, pretty girl. I brought you a little... well, a not-so-little treat. You will give me your eyes. They are mine now. Do you understand? You are mine. And I am yours. Now take this cock from Mommy down that gorgeous throat. That's a good girl. Take this cock deeper from me. Show me how you obey me. how hungry you are for me to fill you up. That's it. Get yourself used to the girth. Work your way down. Exactly like that. Now I'm going to see just how much my girl can take. You still remember your safe word, don't you, gorgeous? Let me hear it. Loud and clear. Very, very good. If it ever gets to be too much, I want you to use that safe word, or tap me 3 times on my right arm, all right? Without hesitation, if things get too rough or you're at all uncomfortable, you let that sweet voice ring or tap out, and I will be so proud of you for advocating for yourself. And you do want to make Mommy proud, don't you, sweetheart? Good. Now open up. God, yes, baby. Show me exactly how you'd like to have that throat fucked. Oh, my loyal little whore. Grab your fucking hair like this. Make you take it all for me. Stop holding yourself back, you little bitch, and swallow my cock. Swallow for Mommy like a good girl. I know you can take every last inch of me. Do this for me and you'll get your reward. Alright. Alright, baby. That's enough. Now come here. Fucking hell. I didn't know you had it in you. But damn it, am I glad I found out. Now then, before we can move on to your reward, someone owes me a little repentance. Don't act all innocent and sweet now, pretty girl. We both know exactly what you did. I never said I didn't like it. But when I give you a limit, I expect you to follow it or come to me and ask, like an adult, for things to be shifted. What you don't do is wear that short little dress and then proceed to guide my hand to your dripping fucking pussy in the middle of the theater. Oh, I'm well aware that it's the perfect place to play in the dark. But we also have to remember it's not just you and me out there in the big bad world, baby. A little exhibitionism is more than fine with me, but we have to do it in the right way. Exactly. There has to be communication and boundaries set up beforehand, and then by all means you are welcome to drive me insane in public. Right. Now it is up to you to decide how you'd like to receive your punishment. Bottoms off, and I want you on your hands and knees on the bed. I even got a new paddle for this momentous occasion. It has three hearts cut down the center. Figured my princess deserves her first paddle to be as adorable as she is. Plus,
it's going to leave the most adorable hearts all over your sweet, disobedient little ass.
I want you to count with me. If you stop, we start again. Is that understood? No. No, I don't think I will tell you how many spanks you earned yourself. Think of it as an added surprise. I'll know the number you need to reach. And based on how wet you are just from me showing you the paddle and talking about it, your biggest obstacle is going to be holding out and waiting for permission to come. After I get your ass to just the right shade of red. One. Two. Three. 4, 5, no, keep that ass up, baby. I'd hate to have to start you all over. 6, 7, you did not just brat at me when... All right, fine. Fine. This is what will happen when you decide to disobey me. Fuck. Just give me a second, okay? Thank you, sweetheart. I guess I was the one who wasn't ready for how wet that would make me. God, I had no idea you were that ready for impact play. Thought I'd have to get you settled in, but you seem to be a natural. I see I didn't slow you down in the slightest. Taking charge while I'm catching my breath. You know how I love when you're a go-getter, don't you? Now be a good little bunny and bounce on my cock. You have no idea how fucking sexy you are, do you? Oh my god. Just like that, baby. Oh, bounce just like that for me. You like that. Don't you, dirty girl. Being my adorable, delicious prey. Rock your hips just like that, baby. Get yourself off. Oh, getting tired, are we? Well, that simply will not do. Whimper all you want, baby girl. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let up. In fact, oh God, fuck, you feel so good. Taking every inch of my cock like the good girl that you are. You love how I stretch you open, don't you, baby? Scratch and dig your nails into my back all you want, kitten. That's right. Fight back. You want the power, don't you? You want to be in charge, but I'm the one buried inside of you. The one owning you, because that is exactly what you wanted. Isn't it? To be my pretty little piece of property. I'm the one making you bite that lip as you try not to give in. As you try not to moan and scream my name. You're getting close, aren't you, baby? Don't try and hide that beautiful face from me. I'm going to breed you. Make a mess out of my girl until all you can do is moan and tremble beneath me. Oh, you like that, don't you, baby? When I tell you how badly I need you, how I need to come inside you, to have you wrapped around my cock, throbbing and moaning my name until I can't hold out a moment longer, and I fill you with my cum. You ready for me, baby? Ready to feel my cum fill you to the fucking brim? All the delicious pressure. Then do it, my perfect little slut. Come with me. Right. Fucking now. Surprise, princess. Nice and full. Just like you asked. Because I notice the types of porn we watch together. Did you think I didn't pick up on your love for Fuda characters? You're mine, and I will always give you everything you deserve. Every perverted little fantasy. Now then, I think we better clean you up, That's all right, love. I don't mind cleaning you up. After all, I was the one who made the mess. You just lay there and catch your breath. What was that? Oh, no. No, I am very much good at this point, baby. That vibrator was far more powerful than I thought it was going to be. I was barely able to hold out for more than a few seconds after I turned it on. Excuse you? It did not backfire. I simply... You know what? No. You should have thought about the consequences before you started talking back. Now I'll just have to tickle you until my hands fall off. Oh, but I will, baby girl. I will keep going. Oh, no. No, baby, please don't get upset. Just... I need a second to sort out my brain. No. I know you didn't mean to blurt it out. I know neither of us set out on this with the intention of it getting serious as quickly as it has. But I can't say I regret it. It started out as just... I don't know. An explosion of passion? And that was more than enough. Well, it was. At least in the beginning. A fun little forbidden affair we both got lost in. Only now, I'm falling for you. And I'm not certain what, if anything, can be done about it. You're still figuring out who you are versus who you want to become, sweet girl. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just don't want to get in your way or to stunt that beautiful growth. I want you to grow and blossom into the person you were meant to be. But I also can't deny how I feel about you. I can't pretend my feelings are not at play here. I look at you and I can't help but smile. I feel the warmth just being around your energy generates. When you were in the kitchen cooking and I stepped away for a moment, I couldn't wait to be back in that kitchen again. To be able to bask in your beauty, your humor, your brilliance. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. As much as I have to say about Romeo and Juliet, I get it. That way being in your presence has become like taking a deep breath of the freshest air. Hell, I get all giddy every time your name pops up on my phone. I think we both know what's happening, and I want to be fair to you by treating you like the adult that you are, while respecting the hard truths as well. I'm old enough to be your mother, quite literally, and I am Morgan's mother. Her well-being will always be my priority. But I can't deny my longing to call you my own. To keep you tucked away. To be the one protecting and encouraging you as you venture further out into the world. So now, I suppose we have to figure out the Morgan equation and how we tell her. But first, I think we should go and taste test that incredible meal you helped me make. And then we can snuggle up and figure the rest of this out. And I love you too, my darling girl.